This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
Watson.
It is May 26, 2017. It is the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Jones of Boxing. Alex will be coming in at the halfway stage of the broadcast, so be sure to stay tuned in for that. For the moment, though, we got a huge raft of news. We also have a special guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. He is Gad Saad, who's been on before. He's an evolutionary behavioral scientist. To talk about the Manchester attack, to talk about Islam, if it can be reformed, to talk about a bill in Canada which would basically make it a crime to disrespect someone's gender pronoun. We're going to talk about all that with Gad Saad coming up at the bottom of the hour. For the moment, though, a ton of news. Obviously, we're still talking about the Manchester attack. We're talking about Greg Gianforte in Montana, who won political office 2 days after body slamming a reporter. How much does that illustrate how despised the media is by conservatives? They didn't care. This is absolutely hilarious. Now, we don't advocate violence. We've never advocated violence against anybody. But, you know, why didn't Gianforte just call the Guardian reporter whom he body slammed a Nazi? Then the media would have applauded him for the assault, right? I mean, that's what they've been doing for the past 6 months. You had Trump supporters, you had Richard Spencer. Again, don't agree with his politics, but he was assaulted. And the media venerated it. They legitimized it. The left lost their right to complain about violence when they did nothing to decry the violence against Trump supporters for the past 18 months. You remember we had little girls being pepper sprayed by anti-Trump zealots during those rallies. The media said absolutely nothing in opposition to that. In fact, they went further. They blamed Donald Trump himself. So that's the environment that the left and the media created. So don't come at me. Don't come at me with your butt hurt over Gianforte because he body slammed this Guardian reporter. Again, not advocating it, but look at what happened. ABC News reports Greg Gianforte wins Montana special election a day after being charged with assault. Just 24 hours after being charged with assault for allegedly, and again there's no video of it but there's audio, allegedly body slamming a reporter in his Bozeman campaign office, Republican Greg Gianforte on Thursday defeated Democratic opponent Rob Quist to win the special election for the U.S. House seat in Montana. And oh, the butthurt over it today is absolutely monumental on behalf of the left. The saltiness is unparalleled. But again, doesn't this exemplify the fact that the left's ideas are so, so unpopular that somebody can win political office 2 days after body slamming a journalist? Conservatives despise the media so much, they hate the media so much, they're perfectly willing to overlook that and vote for him anyway. So after this happened, the left, they were pretty confident that they could overturn this election result. It looked like Gianforte was going to win. Then this incident happened. You had eyewitnesses come out saying that he grabbed the Guardian reporter by the neck. They then kind of changed their story around so nobody was really sure about what happened. He admitted that he assaulted this Guardian reporter, Ben Jacobs. You know, he gave a press conference talking about it. They expected that it would reverse the election result. It didn't. Absolutely, on many levels, hilarious. I mean, let's be honest. The left has lost its right to complain about violence. You've lost the moral high ground. You don't have it. So you don't have the right to whine and bitch when it happens to you, when it happens to people on the left. Again, we distance ourselves from any kind of violence from the beginning, but you don't have the right to whine about it. We had this punch a Nazi narrative for the past 6 months, the media venerating violent assaults on Trump supporters, hate crimes committed by anti-Trump people, blamed on Trump supporters. And yet the retraction was always either in the back of the newspaper or they just never talked about it again. You know, they'll report the big story about swastikas being painted on, you know, dormitory walls or whatever, when it comes out that the people painting those swastikas are actually doing it to try and frame Trump supporters, you never hear the retraction. We'll be back with the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off coil silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship. That's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
It's the Alex Jones Show, and of course, world leaders are meeting in Sicily today. It's the G7. Now, what's interesting about that is, of course, the boats from Libya are arriving there in Sicily, in Italy. It's complete bedlam on the streets of Sicily. Gang warfare between mafia groups and African migrant groups. It's absolutely insane. The mayor there, or one of the mayors, is happy about it. He says that it's now like the Middle East. It's now like Beirut or Istanbul, and that's a good thing, even though it's a European town. But, of course, what happened during the G7, and this is the headline, migrant boats banned from Sicily during G7 over security fears. So they have these waves of boats arriving every day, hundreds and hundreds of people, 200,000 people a year arriving in Italy. Half of them immediately disappear. Only 2.65% of them are actually given refugee asylum status. The rest aren't, but again, they just disappear into the background. You have a huge security threat because ISIS, in some cases, is paying the fee for these migrants to then pay the people smugglers to get them onto these boats. Now, it's not as if they're struggling across the sea, across the Mediterranean, to get to Italy, no. They only have to get 12 miles off the coast of Libya. They then send out a distress call to these George Soros-funded NGO boats who come and pick them up. It's like a taxi service. And again, people who have worked for some of these organizations, even leftists, who support this, who give up their time to ensure it happens, have admitted that when these people are coming in, they just barge their way past women and children, the few that are coming in, and they demand immediate asylum. Some of them have beheading videos on their phones, ISIS flags. They're basically Islamists or jihadists. We've seen the reports. They're getting paid by ISIS. You pledge loyalty to us, you'd be one of our fighters on the ground in Europe. We'll pay the 1,500 euros that it costs them to pay the people smugglers to get into the boat in the first place. Absolutely huge, insane security threat. These NGOs should be prosecuted. They are being prosecuted. At least there's an investigation that could lead to that in Italy. Oh, but what happened for the couple of days when the G7 leaders are in town? Oh, they banned the boats coming in. So again, the policy they created, they don't want to be faced with the reality of it. Oh, but they're going to inflict it on everyone else, aren't they, living down there in southern Italy? Oh, yeah, but just while they're in town, the political elite, those boats aren't going to be coming in. Well, what does that tell you about the entire crisis? The article reads, boats containing migrants picked up in the Mediterranean will be banned from docking in Sicily during the G7 meeting over fears for world leaders' security. Oh yeah, we care about their security. Don't care about European security, do we? Because the very moment they friggin' leave, those boats are going to be coming straight back in. The ban will begin on Monday, so it already began a few days ago, as leaders including the pro-open borders, Angela Merkel, we'll get together to discuss economic policy at San Domenico Palace Hotel on the island. The security crackdown was ordered by Police Chief Franco Gabrielli, who said Italian security services needed a concrete plan to guarantee the security of the heads of state and government that will be on the island. So those boats aren't going to be coming in just for the week that the G7 leaders are in town. And that tells you everything, doesn't it? If it's such a big security threat, why are the boats coming in at all? 200,000 people a year, some of them with ISIS sympathy, some of them actually ISIS members. ISIS has bragged in its own manifesto about how they're going to exploit the refugee crisis to infiltrate fighters into the West. Look what happened in Manchester on Monday night. The guy's father, the bomber's father, was a Libyan refugee. The UK gave him asylum. He gave the UK a suicide bomber son. Oh, gee, thanks. He was actually fighting. The father and son were fighting for an Al-Qaeda group just a few years ago in Libya. They were fighting alongside Al-Qaeda, and yet they're allowed to come back and forth in and out of the UK. He's allowed to go to Libya, to Syria for terror training. Absolutely no checks whatsoever, despite the fact he was under surveillance. And again, LIFG, they were members of LIFG. This is a group who's fought alongside Al-Qaeda, basically an Al-Qaeda offshoot. They killed US troops in Iraq. And these are the kind of people we're allowing, not just into the country, we're giving them refugee status. Oh, but when the G7 are in town, temporary ban on that, because we care about their security, don't care about the security of Italians or Europeans. Doesn't that tell you everything? Now, if you saw the video yesterday, and we can play it now, Donald Trump was met with some very strange reactions from the other world leaders. And you can see here where he meets Macron, the ultimate sissy manler who married his grandmother. Macron goes towards Trump. You would expect him to shake Trump's hand first. Doesn't. Oh, look who he goes straight to. Angela Merkel. Well, imagine my shock. Then he continues to ignore Trump and talks to these other nobodies. Oh, and look at Trump's response. Basically yanks his hand away, treats him like the manlet that he is. Absolutely hilarious. It was obviously a blank by Macron. He goes to Merkel, then he goes to these other two nobodies before he even acknowledges the President of the United States. Obviously deliberate, and I think there was a later handshake between the two that was just as vigorous. So Trump's definitely trying to show him who's boss. Of course, the left all whined about it and said, oh my God, this is so ridiculous. This is so bullying. Of course, Trump supporters absolutely loved it, as they do whenever he does this kind of thing. There's another video of him pushing Montenegro's prime minister out of the way, if we can roll that, at least that's how the media reported it. Didn't really push him out of the way, just brushed him aside, basically. So that's what's going on at the G7. But again, don't worry, because Justin Trudeau is showing off his fancy socks to Angela Merkel. There you see Trump pushing the prime minister of Montenegro out of the way. But if you go on my Twitter page, you can see an image of Justin Trudeau showing off his fancy globalist socks to Angela Merkel. So they're all basically trying to impress her. Macron tried to impress her, the queen of open borders, the woman who's almost destroyed Germany's culture at this point. They're all trying to bow and roll over and have their bellies tickled by her, even at the expense of ignoring the president of the United States. That tells you absolutely everything about their attitude. But Trump's response was welcome. He's certainly not going to be bowing down to Saudi princes or Angela Merkel anytime soon. There's another photo on my Twitter page. If you want to pull it up, it's him showing off his fancy globalist G7 socks to Angela Merkel. That's what Justin Trudeau is doing. So all the little manlets like Trudeau and Macron will be getting along just fine while Trump shows them who's boss. There's that image of Trudeau talking to world leaders about his socks. I'm sure that was a time well spent. So that's what's going on at the G7. Meanwhile, back in Merkel land, woman shows injuries after being beaten by migrants. This is the video that went viral on Facebook a couple of days ago, over 500,000 views. And it explains how a woman is covered in bruises. She shows off the bruises. She thanks, sardonically, Angela Merkel for allowing this cultural enrichment to impact her in such a wonderful way. Basically, what happened, migrants called her a bitch. She got up in their face, presumably, and said, "I'm not a bitch." And then they proceeded to beat the holy hell out of her. Now, the response to this on Facebook, and I went and checked this today, if you translate the comments, many of the comments in response to images of this woman being beaten, huge welts on her face, bruises everywhere, the response was, "She's racist for complaining about it." Yeah, that's right. She's racist for complaining about being beaten up by migrants. Just take the beating and be tolerant, okay? Just take the beating. Reminds me of the interview with a woman in Paris a couple of months ago with Tim Pool, and she basically said, "Yeah, I know these migrants run down the street and harass me and grab my breasts. I know it's sexual assault, but we have to be tolerant. We have to be tolerant." No, you don't have to be tolerant of being groped and assaulted. Jesus Christ. But just go and read the comments in this Facebook post. Calling her a racist for complaining about being beaten by these migrants simply because she refused to be called a bitch by them. Absolutely incredible. Now, in this article, you can also see, if you scroll down a little bit, of course, we talked about WND being banned by Twitter yesterday for talking about the Seth Rich story. Twitter is now outright banning entire accounts in certain countries. There you see it. This account has been withheld in Germany and France. Basically, a Twitter account where this individual, this woman, talks about what's going on in Germany, talks about the cultural enrichment, the sexual assaults, the rapes, the harassment. That account is now banned in Germany. Nobody can see it. This is just off the back of another story, which I'm going to get onto in a second, where the EU is now talking about forcing, quote, hate speech videos off the internet. Now, people say, "Well, who cares? I don't use Twitter. Just delete your Twitter account." No, that's not a solution. Social media, for better or worse, is now basically the internet when it comes to news. It is the internet. We have been segregated into these social ghettos. So you have to get out on the battleground in the war of ideas and take on people head to head. It's not a solution to just be completely silent and delete your account and capitulate and submit. Of course, we're always going to have Infowars.com, but we need to go out on the battleground of ideas, which is social media. So that's why they're censoring us. And now the EU has approved a plan to force hate speech videos off the internet. What's hate speech? It's anything that contains expressions of racism and xenophobia. Of course, they think criticism of Islam is racist, even though Islam's not a race. They think criticism of Germany's migrant policy is xenophobia. And people have received home visits from police in Holland and Germany for criticising their government, mild criticism of their government's migrant policy. Now the EU is pushing through a proposal to have hate speech videos censored, basically censoring criticism of Islam. We'll be back.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery. Yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Get back into the news, and there's lots of it I want to tell you about, and an exciting new product at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, bear in mind, we're under constant assault. We don't just say that, it's not a cliche. Since this adpocalypse with YouTube, they've basically wiped out 75-80% of the income on our YouTube channels, which is an absolutely huge chunk of income over the course of a year. Specifically, again, to do with this hate speech rubbish, which is being imposed via complete deception. They're just punishing anybody who's controversial on YouTube, anybody who has an opinion. Doesn't matter if they're left or right, everybody's been hit by this. And it's a massive hole in the budget when they suddenly demonetize your videos and take away, you know, 75-80% of the profit. Absolutely incredible situation. So again, we reach out to you for your support. And now we have at InfoWarsStore.com, the new conservatism is the new counterculture mug. Of course, we had the T-shirt. That's still available. It's proven extremely popular. Now you can get the mug at InfoWarsStore.com for $14.95. That is an exclusive new product at InfoWarsStore.com. Conservatism is the new counterculture. The phrase that absolutely infuriates libtards like nothing else. Also, we have the high-quality Made in America T-shirt. Conservatism is the new counterculture with my face on it to trigger them even more. And that's also at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm not sure if we have the other mug up yet, but I can show it here on camera. It is. Yes, we do. Conservatism is the new counterculture mug. This is a big, fat, chunky mug. High-quality stenciling with the slogan there. Again, really high-quality mug. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Trigger the holy hell out of libtards. We've literally monetized liberal tears. And, of course, it's a great mug. It's a great product. And you support this network. Also, we have the Memorial Day mega specials. Absolutely mammoth discounts on a ton of products. For a limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com, free speech is being censored across the web. An independent patriot media has come under attack like never before. Today, we're launching the Memorial Day mega specials to help us bring patriot media to the next level. Take advantage of these unprecedented specials and help support the tip of the spear. We really are the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists while supplies last. Silver bullet colloidal silver, 65% off retail. That is massive. Super Male Vitality back in stock at 30% off. Survival Shield, 40% off. Brain Force, 47% off. Secret 12, 43% off. Knockout, 50% off. Mammoth, huge discount. Stock up on your products today because they're not going to stick around at those prices. That is the Memorial Day mega special. Also 75% off all InfoWars Trump shirts. You can get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for a limited time. Support the survival and the growth of this network. You've seen what they're trying to do to Sean Hannity, targeting his advertisers, trying to get him kicked off the air. The mob outrage crew managed to get somebody else kicked off the air today, and Katie Hopkins over in the UK. She's been fired from her radio show. Don't let them have these victories. Support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com and help us take on those who would censor free speech. InfoWarsStore.com for all those mega specials. Getting back into the news, RT reports, and this is a story which has been completely buried. I went on CNN, Sky News, BBC. This is buried at the bottom of their website like it's nothing. Children among dozens killed as mass gunman ambush convoy of Egyptian Coptic Christians. Gunmen opened fire on two buses and a truck carrying Coptic Christians in Minya, Egypt on Friday, killing at least 26, including children. Some 26 people were also injured in the attack. So more dead than those who tragically died in Manchester. They're not even talking about this. This is buried on every mainstream media website. Christians are being persecuted and slaughtered around the world while our media continues to lecture us about Islamophobia. Let that sink in. 26 Christians slaughtered, just the latest example. They're talking about multiple, 8 to 9 gunmen. Okay, are they going to say this is another lone wolf attack? Maybe it's just someone with mental health issues. No, this is another targeted slaughter of Christians because of their faith. It's happening in Egypt, it's happening in Syria, it's happening in Iraq, where, what is it, hundreds of thousands of Christians have left in the last 10 years. It's basically a war on Christianity. They don't want to talk about it. They want to keep the narrative to Islamophobia. And now it turns out the actual Manchester bomber was motivated by grievances over Islamophobia, mirroring the exact same rhetoric as the left. We're going to come back in the next segment and talk about that and a whole lot more with Gad Saad on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live on The Alex Jones Show on this May 26th edition. And I'm delighted to be joined once again by the always insightful Gad Saad. He is Professor of Marketing, Evolutionary Behavioral Scientist, and an author in his own right. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/GadSad. That's two A's in sad. And twitter.com/GadSad. Gad, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Now, obviously, this week has been huge in terms of terrorist attacks. Today, 26 Christians slaughtered in Egypt. I was talking about it just before the break. Mainstream media's basically buried it. They're not really interested in that. We have Christians being slaughtered across the Middle East, being persecuted, driven out. Of course, we had the Manchester bombing, and in the aftermath of that, we heard the same narrative. And it's this, you know, we must unite against hatred. Gad, I think, you know, when they say we must unite against hatred, and that's the only response they have, and then a week later everybody forgets about it, and we move on, nothing happens, more people die. Do you think when they say unite against hatred, they're not talking about uniting against the hatred implicit within Islamism? They're talking about uniting against basically us conservatives or anyone who speaks out about Islam. I mean, that's the sense I get when they use that kind of rhetoric. Do you agree?
Indeed. I mean, I think you covered it on your own channel. The Professor Dr. Katy Perry came out with a very brilliant strategy for, we just need to unite, we need to hug it out, we need to band together, no more borders, no more walls, and the problems will be resolved. If only I knew that when my family were escaping persecution in Lebanon, we could have hugged it out and we could have remained in Beirut.
Do you think for a second they consider the fact that people who are willing to, you know, behead children, burn people alive in cages, but they're not really influenced by the word love and the word unite, no matter how many times you say it, no matter how many candles you light, no matter how many hashtags you tweet out, no matter how many Facebook profile pictures you change, the barbarians of ISIS, I don't think that really affects them, do you?
No, I don't. I call this, by the way, ostrich parasitic syndrome, which is a type of mental virus that causes people to reject data, to reject evidence, to reject logic, reason, and then simply utter out endless, useless, suicidal platitudes. It's grotesque, and frankly, I respect the extremist Islamists more than I do the Westerners that grant them coverage.
I still struggle to grasp it. Do you think somewhere in the back of their minds, these people who, after every single terror attack, say, Let's worry about Islamophobia, right? That should be the main concern, is people saying mean things to Muslims on public transport. That should be the main concern after an Islamist has just slaughtered 22, 23 people, mainly young girls. Do you think the kind of people who say that know in the back of their mind, they must know, surely, or is the Stockholm Syndrome so deep? Do they surely not know that capitulating, showing weakness to a bully, only encourages a bully? Surely they must know that at some level.
I think there's both types. There are some who, in the deep recesses of the privacy of their minds, know that they are just saying empty platitudes, that they don't believe themselves. But I think there are other folks who have been so parasitized by these progressive platitudes that they genuinely believe that ultimately, if these things are happening, we probably did something to deserve this. And so they self-flagellate in their white Western guilt, and they truly believe that they are to blame. It's a cancer, and we need to eradicate it.
And again, when we talk about political correctness, people just think, oh, I mean, you've heard it before, oh, that's just being mean to people. You know, being politically correct is just being nice to people. Well, when you have, Gad, you know, 1,400 girls trafficked in Rotherham for sexual abuse by Pakistani rape gangs, and the local council, the local government does nothing about it, specifically because of political correctness, because they don't want to be called racist, then that's when political correctness becomes harmful. And we saw it again prior to this Manchester bombing, Gad. The guy was hanging an ISIS flag from his house, and his neighbors just thought that was perfectly normal. He was out in the street loudly chanting Islamic prayer. He'd been radicalized. His dad was a terrorist, and he was given refugee status in the country. But again, the neighbors saw these signs. We saw it, the same situation in San Bernardino. You know, they were moving into the apartment, receiving suspicious packages. Neighbors said it was suspicious, but they said, we didn't want to report it because we might be seen as bigoted or racist. And we saw that again prior to the Manchester bombing. So, Gad, I mean, political correctness is no longer just about being nice to people. It actually represents a harmful threat in these kind of situations, right?
I've actually analogized political correctness to the spider's wasp. So the spider wasp stings a much larger spider, rendering it zombified. It then drags it into its burrow, lays eggs on it, and then the offspring feed on it in vivo. Right? And that's exactly what political correctness is. It's the spider wasp's sting that zombifies our ability to think rationally and critically, and we are slowly led to the abyss of infinite darkness quietly and without any fight in us. It's horrifying. By the way, I just to speak about the point regarding, you know, the endless obfuscation that Westerners come up with, I've actually listed the number of excuses that people have offered as, quote, root causes. And frankly, if you read that list, you would think it's satire that I'm coming up with. Beard bullying caused this. Toxic masculinity caused this. Lack of art exposure. They weren't exposed to enough high art. Solar panels. Carbon emissions. I mean, it's just endless, right? And when you look at this, you say, is it possible that a functioning human being can actually utter such stupidity in all seriousness? And I guess I regret to say that the answer is yes.
No, they will come up with any excuse. I mean, we've always made the point, you know, don't interfere, don't overthrow secular governments in Syria and Libya. And that's the only point which has some validity. When they talk about socioeconomic status of terrorists, if you actually look at many of them across the world, many of them are doctors, they're PhDs. These people aren't vagrants, they're not bums. In many cases, they're well-educated and quite wealthy for the countries in which they live. So again, that's been completely dismantled. The other aspect, Gad, is I think that they use this whole Islamophobia thing as a kind of human shield, because, of course, the leftist argument on open borders and mass immigration is completely bankrupt. They can't defend it anymore at this point. It's clearly wrong. It's clearly harmful. So they use the Muslims, the brown people, whoever, as kind of rhetorical human shields for their argument. So then when you attack open border immigration policies, they can just claim you're attacking Muslims. So, of course, that means they don't have to defend their argument if they're holding up the poor, oppressed Muslim as the human shield. So it's kind of a way of deflecting the fact that they have no argument.
Yeah, I hear you. I've actually compared it to, I don't know if you know the myth of the noble savage, the Jean-Jacques Rousseau argument, where, you know, the argument is that in the natural state, people are noble, and then came along the Western man, the white man, that caused all this rife around the world. Well, in a sense, what the current Westerners are doing is reviving this myth of the noble savage, right? The brown people, the brown Muslim people, the others are noble, are kind, are peaceful. It is ultimately us who are to blame. Again, it's grotesque, it's a mind virus, and we have to win this battle of ideas. Otherwise, we will lose when we take a long-term view. We will lose.
No, I was thinking earlier about a term to describe this attitude which you just described, and it is the noble savage. It's like they had some justification to massacre, to maim hundreds of people in Manchester, when in reality, this bomber was just a thug and a loser. He was a gang member. The guy who he grew up with, who was his best friend, was a gang rapist. So this idea that they're somehow noble in this greater cause for Allah, complete BS. A lot of them are complete losers and thugs. It's like, I agree with Trump when he calls them losers, because that then takes away the left's opportunity to make the argument that it's all about Western foreign policy or that they have some kind of legitimate grievance. No, they're losers. But to that, I mean, there's a headline out of The Independent today. Martin Hecht's parents say they only feel sorry for Manchester suicide bomber. So you've got parents of children who died in that attack saying that they feel sorry. They don't feel anger. They don't want anything done about it, presumably. They feel sorry for the guy who killed their child. I mean, what level of Stockholm syndrome do you have to be under to come out with statements like that?
Well, this reminds me, although I think your example is even more grotesque because it deals with children who have died, it reminds me of the case of the Norwegian, I think, journalist who had been sodomized by, I think, a Somali migrant. And then when the Somali migrant was going to be imprisoned and then deported to Somalia, the guy felt guilty, right? So the guy who had been raped and sodomized could not muster enough anger against his rapist. Instead, he felt bad that this poor guy was going to be mistreated in Somalia. It's unbelievable. You can't make that stuff up.
No, there was another story, I think, it was out of Germany, where a woman got raped by a migrant in a train carriage on an overnight train. And she said she didn't report it to police because she thought that might be racist. You know, they've had a hard time in Iraq or Syria or wherever. So you have to be tolerant. You have to be understanding. And we see the same thing with verbal and sexual assault on the streets. Many women think that tolerance is accepting being sexually molested by these migrants. Absolutely insane. Want to move on, though, Gad. You tweeted about the hijab. quite a few times. I was on your Twitter account earlier. Hustler magazine is now glamorizing the hijab. You know, we have actual feminists in Iran and other countries being thrown in prison for removing their hijabs. The early Arab Muslim feminist group, the earliest Arab Muslim feminist group, the Egyptian Feminist Union, this is 100 years ago. They removed their veils in protest. So the very first actual Arab Muslim feminist groups decried the veil. How in the hell did they turn the hijab, I'm talking about leftists and cultural institutions in general, how in the hell did they turn the hijab into a symbol of women's rights?
So I think it comes from the Western feminist idea that the male gaze is a form of visual rape, right? So if you stare at a woman and you sexually objectify her, you sexually desire her, you are effectively visually raping her. And so any accoutrement, any sartorial decision that you take that reduces the male gaze ultimately is a good thing. So the burqa, which by definition can't have any male gaze, I can't see anything other than a black tent, is liberating, whereas the bikini is patriarchal oppression. Again, it's part of the same confluence of mind viruses that have completely parasitized the Western mind. It's unbelievable.
But again, you know, logically, it's the ultimate capitulation to a patriarchal system, a damaging, harmful one, which is Islam, which is being imported into the West. And it's the whole point, isn't it, about, you know, for years we had feminists and people on the left whining about rape culture based on completely fraudulent statistics about 1 in 5 women being raped on college campuses. That argument was eviscerated. Then along came hundreds of thousands of migrants who imported an actual rape culture into Europe, and they're absolutely silent on it. In fact, God, I think it was after the Cologne incident, you know, the mass molestation, the feminists, the local feminists, went out to the migrant camp and gave out roses to the migrants after some of them had been involved in this mass molestation, which again, you know, it's the ostrich effect you talked about. They would rather be raped or even die than be called a racist. I mean, people just can't grasp that kind of mindset, but that's what's happening, right?
Yeah, I think in Sweden, wasn't it the Swedish police who came up with this Einstein decision of having a bracelet on women that says, no, this is my body, you can't touch me? And they were very surprised when apparently the migrant men were not moved by this powerful feminist symbol, and they still attack the women. Surprising, isn't it?
Well, in Finland, they had we played the video, they had a woman using the force, and she was holding her arms out to a potential rapist, and, you know, just encouraging him not to rape her by using some kind of invisible force field. Yeah, I don't think that would work that great in the migrant suburbs of Rinkeby or Stockholm or anywhere like that. But you did post something which was fairly positive, I think, on your Facebook page, where you talked about how the, quote, battle of ideas will be won. Can we rely on Muslims within the Muslim community to reform Islam, given that those who have tried, who have become ex-Muslims, you know, are met with death threats, censorship, and violence? Where is this reform going to come from?
I've spoken quite openly about my pessimism regarding any reform initiative. I think ultimately what's going to have to happen is that the West is going to have to realize that there are inherent elements of Islam, not all of it. There are some spiritual parts that are perfectly livable with, if I can put it that way. But there are other parts that are simply, there is no way to slice them and dice them in any way and reinterpret them or reanalyze them so that they become palatable to our Western values. And in that case, those particular passages, I suspect down the line, some legal scholars will deem them to be seditious to our Western values and somehow find a way to consider them incitement to hate and ban them. I really don't see, look, we're going to solve this problem either peacefully or violently. I still hold out hope that we will do so peacefully, but there is no way to do so peacefully while rearranging the decks on the Titanic while the Titanic is sinking. Well, reform is ultimately a losing battle. We have to recognize that there are elements of Islam that cannot be reformed, and then the next step is to decide what to do with that. What can we do about that?
And of course, one thing is to admit that there isn't a Quran version 2.0. The radicals, as they call them, are reading the exact same damn book as everybody else, as the moderate Muslims, as the nominal Muslims. But we have this idea that they're somehow inspired by something completely different, Gad, when they're reading the exact same book. And people say, oh, Islam, the Quran is about peace. I mean, if you kill one person, you kill the world. Well, yeah, but then somewhere else it says kill all the infidels. That's the same book being read by ISIS. There's not a Quran version 2.0.
And not only that, the passage that says all the peace stuff has, from a doctrinal perspective, has actually been abrogated, has been nullified. So if there's a passage that says be peaceful, and then another one that says don't be peaceful, if the later one comes, then it supersedes the earlier one. So it's not as though there's a contradiction. From a doctrinal perspective, all of that peaceful Meccan stuff has been abrogated. And so you're exactly right. There is no set of codes that we could go to called radical Islam or Islamism or jihadism or militant extremism. It's all contained in the same set of sources. It's the Quran, it's the Hadith, and it's the Sirah, the biography of Muhammad. That's it.
And it's the same thing with Ramadan. The later teaching overruled the previous teaching. So the original teaching said that Muslims had to be peaceful during Ramadan. They couldn't attack anybody. It was later superseded by a teaching which said the exact opposite, that that is the perfect time to be deceptive and to launch attacks. And lo and behold, today we have ISIS ordering people to launch more attacks during Ramadan. We'll be back with Gad Saad on the Alex Jones Show Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it!
live on the Alex Jones Show. Going to go back to Gadstad here in a minute. First, I want to direct you again to InfoWarsStore.com for the Memorial Day Mega Special. As I said, we're under assault, constant assault, financial attack. You see what they're trying to do with Hannity, targeting his advertisers. We've been targeted as well, especially with the YouTube demonetization, which has been going on for months, where they've basically wiped out 80% of our income on that platform. So we rely on your support more than ever, and you've done everything, and it's been an amazing effort to see us through this difficult time. So please continue to do so by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Memorial Day Mega Special. Huge mammoth discounts on everything from Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, to Brain Force, to Knockout, 50% off Knockout, 65% off Silver Bullet. That is a huge discount. We also have the Conservatism is the New Counterculture t-shirts and mug. This triggers the libtards like nothing else. We've monetized liberal tiers, proving very popular indeed. High quality, big fat chunky mug, high quality stenciling there. The t-shirt is also made in the USA. It is high quality. All those products available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Gadstad, before we get into the Bill C-16, which I think we'll dip into that after the next break, G7 happening in Sicily. They've got the boats coming in from Libya. I talked about this earlier, where the NGO ships go to 12 miles off the coast of Libya. Basically, it's a taxi service. They bring these migrants, who most of them aren't from Libya. They're definitely not from Syria. There's no black people in Syria. You don't get black Syrians. But of course, nobody asks that question. It's still framed as the Syrian refugee crisis. You've got 200,000 Africans arriving in Italy every single year. Half of them just go missing. But Gad, they've suspended the G7, the migrant boats arriving in Sicily for the duration of the G7 conference. Well, I mean, what does it say about the political class that they don't want to be faced with the reality of their own policies while they inflict them on everyone else?
Apparently, they can't handle the cultural enrichment that might come their way. Others should be culturally enriched. They're already sufficiently haughty and culturally enriched. So I can't think of any other reason other than that, right?
I mean, it's absolutely incredible that Merkel, they're all bowing down to her. Did you see Macron? And we played the video earlier, we can roll it again. Macron walks up to Trump. Obviously, you know, it's Trump's first appearance at one of these kind of international conferences. He's at the front of the queue. He's the new president of the United States, leader of the free world. Macron completely blanks him, goes to Angela Merkel, blanks him again, shakes hands with these other two, basically nobodies in comparison to Trump. And only at the end does he actually acknowledge Donald Trump. Do you think, seen the video?
I just watched it now while you're playing it. Posturing is part of the nonverbal communications that many animals engage in, including humans. So I think you're probably right that there was a bit of signaling that was going on there. But that's to be expected given the reality of the European progressive mind, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, we had the election of Macron just a few weeks ago, and he's already proving to be the little manlet that everybody thought he was. We're coming up on a break again, Gad. We're going to get into this Bill C-16. This is a bill. And by the way, we've got a video coming up, which we'll play after we've finished here with Gad, where they send a 300-pound drag queen who looks like a clown into a school, and this individual is teaching four-year-olds about, quote, gender fluidity. You will not believe this video that we're going to play in the next hour. Absolutely incredible. But after the break, we're going to get into this with Gadstad, because there is now a bill pending in Canada, which, and we're going to drill into the details, may make it a crime to disrespect somebody's gender pronoun. Absolutely incredible. We're going to get into that after the break on the Alex Jones Show, live breaking news at InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what